Hello and welcome to the Balanced Wealth Podcast. My name is Gavin DeStasi, and today, with tax time well and truly upon us, we're going to talk about the changes and extensions to the tax filing and IRA contribution deadlines for both federal and state taxes for tax years 2022 and 2023 due to the disaster declarations related to the weather this year. Due to the extreme weather in parts of California, the federal tax filing deadline was moved from April 18th to May 15th earlier this year. And after storms continued to hammer the state, they extended the deadline even further out to October 16th, 2023. These extensions apply to a number of counties in California, including Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, and Sonoma, along with many, many others, as well as some parts of Alabama and Georgia, though for today, we're obviously more focused on California. In response, the Franchise Tax Board moved in lockstep and provided relief for California state tax filing on the same schedule as the feds, so now, if you're in the affected areas, you have until October 16, 2023 to file both federal and state taxes. The extensions apply to individuals whose tax returns and payments are due on April 18, 2023, business entities whose tax returns are normally due on March 15th and April 18th, and pass-through entity elective tax payments due on March 15th and June 15th, 2023. Additionally, for those who make estimated tax payments, the extensions also apply. All of the quarterly estimated tax payments due January 17th, March 15th, April 18th, June 15th, and September 15th, 2023 are now not due until October 16th, 2023. According to the IRS and the Franchise Tax Board, they will automatically provide filing and penalty relief to any taxpayer with an address of record located in the disaster area. Therefore, taxpayers do not need to contact the agencies to get this relief. However, a few tax professionals we've spoken with have been fairly skeptical about the agency's ability to manage this and are anticipating the potential for many late filing or penalty notices going out erroneously. The IRS says if an affected taxpayer does receive a late filing or late payment penalty notice that has an original or extended filing, payment, or deposit due date falling within the postponement period, the taxpayer simply should call the number on the notice to have the penalty abated. That said, having to call in to either the IRS or FTB to have a penalty abated is obviously not something most of us would relish having to do. So in light of that, most of the tax preparers we work with are suggesting that filing still be made by the normal April 18th deadline, just to avoid potential issues. For most people, that makes the most sense. But for those who will not be able to get it done by that time, at least the extensions are in place, even if some hoops will need to be jumped through should the agencies have any trouble with the logistics of automatic relief. Now, as for estimated payments, this might be a more nuanced decision. Assuming you plan to file your 2022 taxes by the normal deadline in April, then the final payment normally due in January 2023 will still need to have already been paid. However, the estimated payments for 2023, normally due in April, June, and September, can be postponed until April 16th. So the question is, should these payments be delayed? And the answer, as I mentioned before, is a bit nuanced depending on your specific situation, but the calculus is essentially this. With interest rates on high-yield savings accounts in the 3 to 4% range, depending on how big those estimated payments will be for you, keeping the funds in a savings account and earning a decent interest rate while postponing paying it to the tax agencies, rather than sending the payments on time and letting the agencies collect the interest on your money, might make a lot of sense. Keep in mind, though, that the key is actually setting the money aside in savings and not spending it, because if you get to October and owe a balloon payment of 3/4 worth of estimates and don't have the money liquid ready to go, well, obviously, that's going to be a problem. So as we sit here in California being pounded by yet another atmospheric river, it's at least nice to know that the tax agencies have tried to provide some relief. And in a rare show of solidarity, both the federal and state tax agencies have moved in lockstep in their efforts, which is nice. And while for many of us, it won't really move the needle too much one way or the other, for some who have suffered more severely from the extreme weather, it is nice to know there's some potential relief there. And for a few, there may even be some beneficial strategies to take advantage of as a result. Now finally, please keep in mind that we are not tax experts, and as always, all tax matters should be discussed with your tax professional to make sure the actions you take are in your best interest for your specific situation. expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. This program should not be construed as financial, legal, or estate planning advice. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital, and seek advice from a licensed professional. Topel & Destassi Wealth Management, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Topel & Destassi Wealth Management, LLC and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Topel & Destassi Wealth Management, LLC unless a client service agreement is in place.